Live from Edinburgh, Radio Napier News.
Good afternoon, this is Radio Napier and my name is Adam Sturrock. Here are this afternoon's headlines. Power cuts and extreme windy weather has battered the North East and Scotland. A planned ship-to-ship transfer of oil in Cromarty has led protesters to Holyrood. And finally, small Scottish businesses are expected to be affected the most by a post-Brexit Britain. But here's our first story. The UK has been hit by strong winds and a wintry weather is to follow. Here's Stuart Johnson with more.
Gale force winds descended upon Edinburgh last night, reaching 70 miles per hour. The Forth Road Bridge is currently closed in both directions after a lorry blew over in the early hours of this morning. The operation to remove the lorry from the bridge had to be delayed until weather conditions improve. It is expected to open again after the rush hour. And the cold weather doesn't stop there. The Met Office has issued a severe warning all throughout the UK, and snow is expected to start falling this evening. A representative from the AA has issued this advice for commuters.
You do need to drive, then keep at least a quarter of a tank of fuel, so pack some essentials such as warm layers of clothing, high energy refreshments, drinking water, a torch, pack any personal medication you might need in case you are stuck in long delays.
The cold weather is expected to continue through to Friday.
Protesters are gathering in Parliament tomorrow to protest against a proposed ship-to-ship oil transfer in the Cromarty Firth. Rachel Henderson finds out more.
The Cromarty Rising Group are gathering at Holyrood tomorrow to protest against ship-to-ship oil transfers in Cromarty Firth. The Cromarty Firth Port Authority want permission to transfer millions of tonnes of crude oil in the Inner Moray Firth, which is home to the only pod of bottlenose dolphins in the UK. During the process, 2 million tonnes of dirty water will be discharged directly on top of the dolphins each year, and an oil spill would be catastrophic to the marine environment. A member of the protest group, Cromarty Rising, John Patterson, commented,
"There could be minor oil spills to a catastrophic oil spill, which would leave Highland Council, likely as the local authority, the cost of cleaning it up. The ship's engines will have to run at full speed for 24 hours a day to pump oil. Nairn is 4 miles away across the water. They're going to hear this all day and all night. The effect on the marine life will be devastating. The dolphins may well just decide to disappear. And that is their feeding and breeding ground."
Craig Fraser, a Black Isle MSP, said of the issue,
"I'm a local councillor for the Black Isle, and I've been opposed to this since first heard about it. The proposal benefits nobody apart from the Port Authority. They stand to gain probably about £500,000 a year from these transfers."
The Cromarty Firth Port Authority did not elaborate on their report and declined a further statement.
And from the Cromarty Firth, we move to news from other shores. Here's Stacey Drum with the best bits.
In 9 days and 2 hours, Barack Obama will no longer be America's president. Last night, he formally said goodbye to the country in front of thousands of supporters in Chicago, where he first got started in politics. In his last speech as president, Obama spoke of the achievements of his 8 years in office while the crowds chanted, "Four more years."
"If I had told you that we would open up a new chapter with the Cuban people, shut down Iran's nuclear weapons program without firing a shot, take out the mastermind of 9/11, if I had told you all that, you might have said our sights were set a little too high."
Meanwhile, President-elect Donald Trump is facing the release of an unverified report by an alleged former British intelligence official. The release states that Russia has been supporting Trump for the past 5 years to encourage splits and divisions in the Western alliance. It contains material alleging he carried out perverted sexual acts in a Moscow hotel. Trump denied the accusations with an angry tweet. Fake news, a total political witch hunt. In other news, Britain's Brexit Minister David Jones pledged the right of 3 million EU citizens to stay in the UK would be among the first questions to be resolved during exit negotiations.
Here is Kieran Scott with today's sports news.
FIFA President Gianni Infantino says that the World Cup won't be weakened by its expansion. The World Football's governing body provided an undivided vote to increase its competition from 32 nations to 48 yesterday. Meanwhile, the Football Association wants further talks on the augmentation so they can better understand how it will work. Scotland and Northern Ireland's associations are backing FIFA's decision, while the European Club Association is less happy, labelling it as a political decision. Gianni Infantino says he thinks the tournament needed to reflect the sport more accurately.
"Overall quality of football is growing tremendously. I think in the Premier League in England there are 69 different nationalities of players. In the other leagues, it is very, very similar. So we see that the quality already is increasing and is quite high."
Meanwhile, Scotland have announced their squad for the International Cricket Women's Global Qualifier in Sri Lanka, which will take place in February. The final 14 selected players will face five teams in 8 days, where captain Abby Aitken will lead the side.
Yeah, year on year, and it's a credit to Cricket Scotland and the hard work that they are and the resource they're putting into growing the women's and girls game in Scotland, which the effect on that is the performance side of things. It means we end up having a bigger pool of players and a more talented pool of players year on year to pick from. So,
finally, 17-time Grand Slam tennis champion Roger Federer thinks it'll take him 5 or 6 tournaments to figure out how successful his year will be. The former champion has just returned after a 6-month spell recovering from a knee injury. Federer tells Sky Sports News he's not putting too much pressure on himself for next week's Australian Open.
I'm actually quite surprised how well I'm already playing, but I'm keeping expectations low just because of really the very little that I've played. And, you know, playing matches is something that is a completely different animal than practicing.
Finally, we finish with a story about independent Scottish businesses. A growing confidence gap in Scotland's small firms has been highlighted according to a recent report. Our reporter Lauren Buchan investigated.
Scotland's small businesses are feeling much less optimistic about their future following the Brexit vote, says a report released today by the Federation of Small Businesses. The FSB index shows that confidence levels in Scotland fell by more than 10 points between autumn and the end of 2016. However, the data also shows that across the UK as a whole, small business confidence has grown in the same period. Graham Savage, co-owner of Cuckoo's Bakery in Brunsfield, explains why it can be so tough to succeed as a local independent business.
I think it's difficult for small businesses on the high street because the big brands really do have such a monopoly over people's purse.
Those are our bulletins. If you want to keep up to date, follow us on Twitter at Ian4News and online at Ian4News.com. Thanks for listening.
This is Radio Napier.